Yes, welcome to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. This is General Gaiman Shaw speaking. I'm Margaret Gray.
I'm Bud Dickman.
And together we are part of that which we know as the panel on the Phil Hendry Show, live here from the Florida Space Coast.
Well, Margaret, I want to thank you and Frank for spending your summer with us. You're in Miami?
We're in Miami during the weekend, yes, and we commute up here. We're staying over at the Abadab Lodge, is it?
Yeah, I believe it's the Abadab Lodge.
The Abadab Lodge up here in Bellevue.
And what's the story with you, General?
What do you mean, what's the story with me? I'm here for a limited amount of time. Patsy will be coming in about a week. And we'll be here for you, with you, as we try to work out the... This is very difficult, Phil.
Yeah, it really is, Mr. Henry.
I understand. You guys are making some sacrifices to be a part of the show. I've made the move. I told you guys you didn't have to, but I appreciate the fact that you have... What am I hearing there?
It sounds a motorcycle, or it's a vibration from through the interior here.
What does that mean, the interior?
I don't know. It's been vibrating in here.
Well, don't start freaking me out, bud.
There's some kind of a vibration in the room. I don't know what it is.
Anyway. So, whatever you guys can do, I appreciate very much. We are here on the Space Coast. If you're looking at our video, that is the beautiful Atlantic Ocean there behind us. And that view that you're seeing there, I don't want to talk, but that's a view from my home.
Yeah.
Very nice, Phil.
Jesus, Henry. But you don't own that home, do you?
No, I don't. I'm renting it. All right, thank you, bud.
Oh.
But it is a nice thing to wake up to, although that one guy that keeps walking, we call him Charlie. There he is. There's Charlie.
Is he there every day, or what's that about?
It's a tape, so... Yeah, it's a recording, so the guy's going to be... Anyway, welcome to the program. On the show today, we have a kind of a special guest, and I know that a lot of you guys are tired of hearing from the banana family, but we've got a whole lot that we need to talk about with the... Not a whole lot, but we've got some things that we want to work out. We have Dale Banana, and I think you'll find this conversation refreshing. Margaret, you spoke with him?
I did. I spoke with Mr. Banana before the program. He's a well-spoken man. He is a man of great humor, a man of great intelligence and depth, well-read. What's the problem?
No, it just was nothing.
A well-read man, and let me just take this, Phil. Well, let me do it. Dale, hi, Dale, it's Margaret.
Oh, hello, Margaret. It's good to talk to you again. I understand Mr. Henry's there as well and everything.
I'm right here, sir. We have my panel. Thank you for joining us.
Well, am I going to be speaking with Margaret Gray?
I wanted to just kick off here, Dale, if it's all right. And first of all, thank you for being with us. You are the brother of Ephraim Banana.
Yes, I am Ephraim's brother. I'm his older brother.
And tell me, you have good relations with him, but you are not a part of what is called the Banana, are you?
Well, to the extent that the Banana represent the Banana clan, yeah, I am a Banana. But I don't adhere to any of that nonsense. I am a member of the family. I love my brother very much. I love my sister Candy very much. I love my older brother Tad and my younger brother Todd, and I love I have Tad, Todd, Ted, and Telly are the four. And
how many brothers do you have?
I have three: Tad, Todd, Telly, and I. My name is Dale, and then we have two sisters.
Can I ask a question? Hold on, Phil. And you have two sisters. What are their names?
My sister is Tisa and Tenelia.
All right. So you all were born of a family, and it was the banana family.
Yes.
And your father's name is what?
My father was named Ben Bala Banana. Okay.
Is your family name... Hold on, Phil. Is your family name Arabic?
That's what I was going to ask.
Oh, boy.
But she got the question in before you did.
I got the question in before you. Hold on for a minute. Who's hosting the show? Okay.
I'm sorry, Mr. Head, but she...
That's fine, sir. I'm going to ask the questions, Margaret. Thank you very much. Phil, this is what you did. You went, I got you at the question. You acted childish there, Phil, and I'm very ashamed of you.
Well, I'm very sorry about that. Mr. Banana, hi, I'm Phil Hendry.
Yeah, it's very great to meet you, Mr. Hendry.
Okay. The family tree is wonderful. I want to hear about that. I'm not trying to minimize that. But we do want to get to your relationship with your brother Ephraim, who's been on our program, who has taken out a restraining order.
Slow down. You're going... I can't understand a word you're saying.
I'll go as fast as I need to go, sir. I apologize for that. But we got to get to what we got to get to. Your brother took out a restraining order on this show, accusing me of insulting the banana or whatever the hell it is. And the whole thing got very, very bizarre. And I'm just curious, you are not a part of any of this nonsense?
No, no, I'm not a part of it. I've been an architect my entire professional life. I live here in Delray Beach, Florida. And I got to tell you, Ephraim thinks that he is, forgive me for saying this, but I think he thinks he's kind of a cult leader, you know.
Well, that's the thing that it kind of sounded like.
Yeah, but he's not dangerous. He wants everybody to adhere to what he does and what he says. He wants everyone to go the way that he wants them to go. He calls it the boogie walk. And when he walks, he'll go, and a boogie, and a boogie. He goes from one side to the next, dipping down and snapping his fingers. He expects everybody to do that.
Wait a minute. He does what?
He does what's called the boogie walk, or I call it the perp walk, because I think he's on his way to prison. Is where I think he's going.
Why do you think he's going to prison? Wait a minute. What is this boogie walk?
The boogie walk, you lean down one way, snap your fingers, lean down the other way, snap your fingers. As you walk forward, you're going, and the boogie. Hey, the boogie, you know. And that's the boogie walk, and that's the boogie walk.
All right, can I? Go ahead, General. Okay, so let me ask you something, sir, to cut through a lot of, there's an awful lot of information there. Is your brother wanted for something?
No, he's not wanted for anything. He's unwanted, to be honest with you. I don't think anybody wants him to do anything. I think he's about as worthless a piece of
shit. Let's hold on and watch our anger.
I apologize.
But I wanted to talk to you because, you know, you had contacted us because you'd heard the show, you'd heard your brother, and you wanted to let us know that your brother does not represent the rest of the Banana family.
No, he doesn't represent. I was contacted by Sean, Banana 16, and Sean is expecting a big payout. He expects to be a part of the family, the family fortune, such as it is, which is the property at Banana. At the Banana Land property.
Okay, so that was legitimately, that's a Banana Land, is a legitimate plantation?
Yes, Banana Land, as you say, Banana Land is a legitimate plantation.
I meant legitimate.
Yes, it's a legitimate plantation, or was. It was. Now it's a property that we're trying to develop into a amusement park, where we'll have slides, and we'll have a roller coaster, and a loop-a-loop, and we'll have... a booth where you could go and get hot dogs or red hots, this kind of thing.
So you want to take what was once a slave plantation and turn it into an amusement park?
Well, you put it like that. We want to do more with it than what Ephraim's doing with it. Ephraim's sitting there like a cult leader in a dilapidated house, sitting on this big rattan chair all day long, smoking a cigar, and waving his hands around and going, hey, but the banana... And people scurry around trying not to get in his line of fire as they bring him plates of meats and fruits and this kind of thing.
No, wait a minute. I want to ask a question. You're saying your brother Ephraim Banana sits in a rattan chair all day long smoking a cigar as people bring plates of meats and fruits?
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying that my brother sits there. And he sees himself as the the overseer or the grand leader of a banana, and the house is falling apart. You walk into it; it stinks like there's animal defecation all through it. It really does stink. My brother Ephraim himself hasn't had a bath in weeks. It really is. It's as if the place is inhabited by people that are mentally diseased.
Well, why can't you get... Now, that's the kind of a thing you might be able to, you know, Phil, get a... That's the kind of thing you get a restraining order. Well, you could get your brother, you could have him basically put in for a 72-hour hold, don't you think?
In a 72-hour hold? What is that?
A 72-hour hold. It's a psychiatric hold, sir.
Oh, well, we've talked about it. My sister Gunavita and my other sister Gunavita 3.
Gunavita and Gunavilia?
Gunavilia and Gunavita 3. It's not Banana. It's not like the Banana 3. I just call her Gunavilia 3 because we had two other sisters that died in childbirth named Gunavilia. And it's sad to bring up.
I'm terribly sorry to hear that, sir.
It's okay. But Gunavilia and Gunavilia 3. We've discussed having my brother, Ephraim Banana, put into a mental institution.
We're talking with Dale Banana. We've had the Ephraim Banana on and the whole Banana Clan story. I don't think there's a listener of mine that doesn't know the story, that at one time it was a plantation, and it's now the home to the Banana family. He calls it the Banana.
Yeah, he calls it Banana. But again, I've been in touch with my nephew, Sean Banana, who's Banana 16, and he wants to get paid. As he said,
this is a young man who, how old is he?
He's 27 years of age. And he's standing there. He's been out front of the banana plantation home. He's in front of the Banana Land, the main building of Banana Land, where my brother Ephraim sits in his rattan chair smoking a cigar and say, "Hey, bring me more bologna," or whatever he says. And meanwhile, Sean has been out there tapping his toe with his arms folded across his chest, waiting for his uncle to make an appearance to give him what is his, because he wants to get paid. And he's been consulting with me.
All right, so you and he have been in touch.
Are you and the young man, I'm not saying you want to get paid, but you and the young man are sort of in association.
Well, yeah, he's my nephew. He's asked me my advice. I said, yes, go there and just hang out front with your arms folded across your chest so that when Ephraim walks by a window and he looks to his left, he sees you, he'll think that he's being haunted by some spirit. Because Ephraim's not all there, as you know. And when he sees a guy hanging around a Corvette with his arms folded across his chest, tapping his foot, and he's wearing two Beetle boots with flare pants, you know, the whole scene is scaring him, and he decides that...
Wait a minute, he's wearing Beetle boots and flare pants.
Yeah, because Ephraim thinks that's probably what a devil or some kind of a something from hell looks like. So, and he's thinking that'll scare him into giving him at least some kind of legal paper showing him to be an heir to the Banana family.
We're talking here with Dale Banana, who is the brother of Ephraim. By the way, you're having yourself a bath tonight.
Yeah, I spoke with your producer, Barry Dickman, I think is
his name is Bud Dickman. I don't know why people don't get his name right. Bud Dickman.
Yes, sir, my name is Bud Dickman.
Well, somebody told me your name was Barry Dickman.
No, sir, it's Bud Dickman.
Okay. Well, he told me, Mr. Henry, that I could, that it was fine for me to take a bath because I have been out all day long making sales calls and doing my job, and I stink like something out of a... I'm telling you, I really do. I really do smell foul.
Okay.
I'm sorry to have to put it that way.
No, that's all right. We had a discussion of that very thing here last week. We're talking here with Dale Banana, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We'll take some phone calls because we have a couple of people calling in. Okay, what?
Ephraim.
We have Ephraim on the other line. You want to talk to him?
Oh, God damn it. If it's all the same to you, well, if he wants to talk to me, it's fine.
All right, Ephraim Banana. Hello, sir. You're on the air.
Hey, Dale. How are you?
I'm fine, Ephraim.
You come on here and decided to bend me over and lube me up, just as we've often said. The day would come when you would bend me over the very Corvette that Sean has parked out in front of my house with, bend me over the hood, grease me up, and go, yee-hee! And that's what you're doing right here, right now.
I'm not doing any such thing to you, Ephraim. I'm explaining to Mr. Henry and to his audience that there is a different... That you are not the only extension of the Banana family.
And you talk like someone took a live electrical cable and shoved it right...
Okay, we're going to... that was Ephraim Banana. Dale, you still with us?
Yeah, I'm right here, Mr. Henry.
Okay, he got a little graphic there.
Oh, I'm used to it. This is what he talks, the way he talks, when we got one over, you know, when basically we put one over on him, and he says, take a live cable full of live electricity and park it right up there, and you throw the switch, and all I do is light up. I'm a big, bright skeleton doing your bidding. And I keep saying to him, Ephraim, it's not like that, but he's never going to believe it.
Dale Banana on the show with us. So we had the restraining order against us taken out by Ephraim. We've tried to be as clear as we possibly can. I imagine, and in fact, I'm being told now by Mr. Dickman, we got one?
Got Harvey Wireman.
Harvey Wireman, who is my attorney, coming up here in line six.
No doubt, Mr. Henry, that you've been served that restraining order as the result of me being on your show.
Let's get, Harvey Wireman on the line with us now from Fastback Bay. Where are you, Harvey?
Well, I'm at Fastback Bay, Phil. I'm up at the power station up here because they've got there's a legal action going on between the people of Fastback Bay and the Power Company of California because they've had their power down, and because of the fires and everything, I'm over here and I'm here to put a boot to their ass to try to get them, you know.
All right, well, Harvey, you got the restraining order?
Yes, I got a restraining order here from Ephraim Banana at Banana Land from Banana Inc. telling you to stop talking about anything related to Banana.
Mr. Wire, but if I could, this is Dale Banana.
Are you part of this clan?
Yeah, I'm his brother, but I'm not part of the Banana. I'm just a regular man,
and I'm on Mr. Henry's show voluntarily.
Well, your brother Ephraim Banana says that Mr. Henry is here dumping bucket after bucket after bucket of pig excrement, is the way he put it, on him and every Christian soul up there at the Banana House.
That's not the case at all. I've been talking with Mr. Henry. He's been very respectful.
All right, so what do you want from me, Harvey?
Listen to this guy. Henry just said, what do you want from
me? What do you want, Harvey?
What I want from you is to stop talking to this guy. With all due respect, Mr. Banana, the longer my client talks to you, the further up his you-know-what, they stick that power cable that your brother Ephraim is so fond of talking about, where they're going to park up, what, a million volts of a live power cable that's been down in a storm right up his ass? I can tell you.
Okay, great. So now back to Dale Banana. I had to hang up on my own attorney. I hope you understand.
I understand that, Mr. Henry. I'm sorry that it came to that, but I had to tell you that I'm here. I'm speaking my mind. I have the right to speak my mind. What's so funny?
Nothing.
Mr. Henry's just had a very difficult week.
Well, I know that you came and moved to Florida. It's been a tough one, huh?
Yes, sir, it has. It's been a tough one. Mr. Banana, thank you for being on our show. Thank you for being, I have to say, the one lone member of the Banana family that I've been able to talk to that speaks sense and is a man of measured thought and appreciates a good conversation. Thank you very much, sir.
Well, thank you, Mr. Henry. And remember that at the Banana Clan, we got an old saying, you can peel it, you can eat it, you can do all kinds of things with a banana. But at the end of the day, it's a banana. You just had that in your mouth. I'm Dale Banana, and I'd...
That's great. Thank you.
Yeah.
What did he say?
He said at the end of the day, he said you can peel it, you can eat it, you can do anything you want with a banana, but at the end of the day, it's a banana, and you just had that in your mouth. Well, what is so funny? I can't even imagine. We'll be right back on the Phil Henry Show. Dean Wheeler is in town, and Dean is looking, bud.
Yeah, Dean Wheeler is looking to, he wants to, you know, cash in on the big Florida move by Mr. Henry that maybe he's going to put a Wheeler Resort in a Florida area.
Okay, coming up here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, don't forget our backstage pass. We'll tell you all about it here. Coming up.
The backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Henry Show is one of the most unique experiences in all of the land. A backstage pass gains you access to thousands of hours of the Radio Hall of Fame radio show from Phil Henry, as well as his digicasts, his home movies, his videocasts, long and short-form comedy, and it's all there at philhenryshow.com. When you get a backstage pass, you are backstage, right back there, looking at it with its pants off.
Yeah. Yeah.
The backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Less than $10 a month for a month, less than $7 a month for a year. If you average it out over the course of the year, they'll only sell the year's subscription, and it costs a certain amount of money, but if you divide 12 into it, that's what you get.
That's fantastic.
Get a backstage pass to our website, philhenryshow.com. Become a member of the Backstage Pass family, the BSP family. So, you know, it's kind of a fun group. It's a weird group. It's I don't know, man.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com, the greatest value online other than porn.
And welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. I'm Margaret Gray.
Yeah.
Thanks, Margaret, and welcome back, folks. We're joined here by Dean Wheeler, and good old Dean has made the trek out from California. Here, where are you right now, Dean?
Phil, what we've decided to do is set up camp here at Bonham Beach, and this is a beautiful beach just south of Del Rey, and I'm looking around here. There's some homes for sale. There's one particular home that I think Emeralda saw. Do you like that, Emeralda?
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful back veranda, Phil. It looks large enough where we could have our Wheeler Resort. It would be a limited Wheeler Resort, perhaps for 20, 30 guests, and we could have a fire pit right out here on the beautiful coast.
Well, I got to tell you, Dean, and I mean this sincerely, I am so flattered and so moved by the fact that you would move out here to be, with us.
Well, we're not giving up our California properties. Did you think, Phil, that we were going to give up the California?
No, I'm not thinking that. I'm just moved that you would, come out here.
Well, yeah, we're going to come out here to Florida as the best as we can. It's not California, but, they make a good stab at it. And for me, I think, Phil, it's simply...
Can I interrupt you? Is that the...
Yeah, this is the group. This is the Tribunal Troupe.
Oh, that's the Tribunal. That's the name of the... It's a flute band?
Well, it's more than a flute band, Phil. It's a religious... religious accompaniment to many of the blutions and the asanas that we use in yoga and yoga go-go, which is the extra added dimension yoga.
Now, I've heard of yoga go-go, and when I first heard of it, Dean, I thought it was a gag.
No, it's not anything but.
No, but I did try it out.
You tried yoga go-go?
Yes, I did. Patsy and I both did. It's a wonderful stretching exercise. You grab the shoulders of your partner, the arms, the legs, whatever, and you kind of do a mutual stretch, and you're pulling her toward you. She's pulling you toward her. And when you do come together, well, I better not get any more.
Yeah, because if you feel...
No, don't do it.
Shut up, bud.
Okay. It has to do with the parts of your bodies touching. Yes, and Dane, I want you to know we found it to be very relaxing and very stimulating. And no, it isn't like yoga, which I find a bit offensive.
All right, well, I nobody was asking. Thank you very much for giving us the positive comment on yoga go. But you didn't have to, you didn't have to slam yoga.
I'm not trying to slam it, but I don't like any, exercise where my nose winds up. You know what I'm talking about.
No, I know what you're talking about. God, if I heard it once, I heard it a million times. People are saying, I don't want to do an exercise where my nose is up my wife's ass.
Hey, Dean, what are you getting so emotional for, man?
I don't know, Phil. It's just the trip out here and making sure that we had everything and... forgive me.
All right. I mean, we're on your side, buddy. Don't worry about it. And again, I want to say thank you for coming out here and being a part of... Can you move away from those flute players?
Oh, hold on for a minute. Hey, can you guys cool it? Bala. Bala na ta bubu. Bala na bana bubu. Move it. Move the flute. Move it. Just keep backing up. Back up. Back up. Back up. Good. I just had to... They will not stop playing, Phil, but they will back away. So,
what was that language you just spoke?
It was the language of the tribunal. It's called Tribulana. Here. Hey, Galu. Gabu doo doo boo boo. Gadu boo 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 boo. Oh, man, he just flipped me off. Okay, yeah. I'll see you soon. What are you laughing at?
The guy flipped you off?
Yeah, the main flute player. I'll see you soon.
Hey, no, man, this isn't Tombstone, okay?
Well, the guy's, he's been doing it all day long. Anyway, Phil...
I'll see you. We don't want any violence, okay?
It's not going to be violent. It's just we're going to have a pool game. So, Phil, what we have found... And you're right. I think, Phil, you've always been our leader in many ways, and you've moved to Florida, and we think that this is an opportunity for us to move to Florida, too, and see, what it is.
Well, it's where I started. It's a funny thing. I just heard from a cat that writes for a periodical, I guess, a newspaper in the Orlando area. And it reminded me of me starting my career here back in the 70s. I was at WORJ in Orlando. I went to WKIS. I went to WDIZ. I went for like three or four stations in Orlando before I broke out and, got on my own and kind of manned up, butched up, and went out into the world.
Uh-huh. Did you want me to comment on that?
No, I just thought I'd share it. That's good, Phil, but we're talking to Dean.
Yeah, you guys are... It's my time?
Go ahead.
Okay, I got to tell these guys to blow it out their ass. You guys kill me, the flute players, Phil.
Well, why don't you just tell them to stop playing?
I do, but they don't stop. Back up. They'll back away. Back away. Back away. Yeah, they're out near the parking lot now. I don't know, Phil.
You can't just tell them to stop playing.
No, they don't. That doesn't register with them. But I think it's going to be fun. The thing about Florida, there's a great deal of humidity, but there's also the winter nights are beautiful here. So we'll see. We'll see. Emeralda likes this one house that's for sale up here on the beach.
Now, where again is it?
It's a place called, what is this called? Hamtown. You know Hamtown, Phil?
No, I don't, but I know there's a lot of places around here named after food. It's starting to bug me. Now, what is it? We got the banana, now we got Hamtown.
Well, I didn't name it. God damn, man. I'm just trying to let you guys know. It's Hamtown, and it's up from where? Up from Delray Beach.
Okay. No, I've never heard of it, but if you say it's a beautiful spot, man, we look forward to having you as a neighbor.
We look forward to being your neighbor, Phil, and we thank you again for giving us the heads up here on Florida these days. A lot of people are down on Florida. They think it's kind of a redneck burg, but we find it very nice.
Well, it depends on the people you meet, man. It's the people, huh? You can't believe the publicity. It's the people.
Yeah, sure. So
okay, well, thanks a lot, Dean.
It's fine, Phil. It's just all this
Dean Wheeler, and he's out here now.
Well, won't that be fun?
So Dean is thinking of bringing yoga, and what is it with you and yoga go?
Yes, Patsy and I started the yoga go class.
Dean was offering it before he left California. Now he's out here. We're going to go see him. Yoga Go, you stretch. It's mutual stretching. And if her breasts... Never mind.
Yes.
All right, shut up, bud. If her breasts what? If they have... Let me guess. If they happen to drop in... Watch it, Phil. All right, never mind.
If they happen to drop into your mouth, is that it?
Oh, man. Well, is that it?
Yes, it is, but...
You know, Dean's whole thing, though, I think, is kind of tantra yoga. You know what I mean?
Well, what is that?
Tantra yoga is like a sex yoga.
It's the yoga of the... It's sexual yoga. The tantra, which is in many ways...
Thank you, Margaret. We don't want to have a whole lecture here.
Sure thing, stud.
Okay, so that's the show, man. That's it. I got to go. We got to turn the air conditioning on in here, huh, Thunder? Thunder is about ready to die from all the damn heat. I'm Phil Henry. Thank you very much for being with us here from the Banana River here on the Space Coast of Florida. And don't forget a backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Henry Show and become a part of what's cooking here, man. A lot of stuff happening here these days at the world-famous Phil Henry Show. And, General?
Yeah, well, thank you, and thanks again to Dean Wheeler, and thank you again to the great Dale Banana for filling us in on the whole, you know.
Yeah, if I'd ever hear the name Banana again...
Yeah, thanks again to Dale Banana. I'm Bud Dickman.
You're not Benjamin Dickman, or what is it? Bodley Dickman?
What?
The guy had about six different names for you.
Oh, yeah.